Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
We will continue on our study on the book of Nehemiah, which we started last November.
我们继续按着上年十二月开始的学习来学习尼希米记。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to Nehemiah chapter 4.
当我们开始之前，让我们先翻到尼希米记第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1 through 6.
尼希米记第一章。第四章一到六节。
I will read it first in English.
弟兄，我先来读英文。
And our brother will lead you in Chinese.
然后弟兄跟我们一起来读中
文。So Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 1 through 6.
尼希米记四章一到六节。
But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said,What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox goes up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Verse 4, Hear, O our God, for we are despised.And turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.
尼希米记四章一到六节。森巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，失效犹大人，对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说：这些软弱的犹太人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头再立墙吗？亚门人多比亚站在旁边说：他们所修建的石墙就是狐狸上去也必刺倒。我们的神呐、求你垂听，因为我们被藐视，求你使他们的毁谤归于他们的头上，使他们在鲁道之地作为掠物，不要遮掩他们的罪孽，不要使他们的罪恶从你面前抹涂，涂抹，因为他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。这样我们修建城墙，城墙就都联络，高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Okay, let's put some emphasis on verse 6. For the people had a mind to work.
让我们把重点摆在第六节的后面，因为百姓专心做工。
Verse 10 to 12.
第十节到第十二节。
And Judah said, The strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall.And our adversary said, They shall not know neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, and they said unto us 10 times, From all the places where ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you.
第十节到第十二节，犹大人说，灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败。所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人且说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间，杀他们，使工作止住。那靠近敌人居住的犹大人，十次从各处来见我们，说，你们必要回到我们那里。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 and 18.
哥林多后书第四章
17-18节。For our light affliction which is but for a moment worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory while we look not at the things which are seen but are things which are not seen for the things which are seen are temporal for the things which are not seen are eternal
第四章十七节我们这至赞至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的因为所见的是暂时的所不见的是永远的
Let's have a further word of prayer
让我们再有一些祷告
Lord this morning as we humble ourselves before your word
主啊，今天早上我们在你的话语面前谦卑。
Lord, we pray that you shine on every line.
求你用你的光照亮每一句话。
Grant us the spirit of revelation.
给我们一个启示的灵。
Speak your heart to us once again.
对着我们的心再来说话。
Lord, we need your speaking.
主啊，我们愿意你来向我们说
话。Oh, especially in this pervert generation.
尤其在这个邪恶的时代。
Lord, may you continue to speak in our hearts.
愿你继续对着我们的心来
说。In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time we started with the book of Nehemiah.
上一次我们已经开始来交通尼希米记。
And the main focus of the book of Nehemiah is the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
尼希米记它主要的内容是讲要来重建耶路撒冷。
Because the wall of Jerusalem is a very critical thing towards the Jewish people.
要来修建耶路撒冷的城墙，因为这个城墙对以色列人来讲非常的重要。
The wall of Jerusalem speaks of protection.
因为耶路撒冷的城墙讲到保护
It speak of separation
讲到分别
It speak of being the testimony of God
讲到成为神的见证
So without this wall there is no protection there is no separation and there is no testimony
如果没有这个城墙的话既没有保护也没有分别更没有神的见证
Therefore when Nehemiah heard the news that the wall of Jerusalem is broken down and the gates of hell and gates have been burned by fire he was so sad
所以当尼希米他听见城墙倒塌城门被焚毁的时候他心里非常的忧伤
He cried, he wept, he fasted and he prayed
他就哭泣悲哀几日在神的面前禁食祈祷
Even though he is in Babylon, he is having a good time
虽然在巴比伦他过的是一个很好的日子
He had been the cupbearer of the king
他是君王的那个酒政
Yet his heart is in Jerusalem
但是他的心却在耶路撒冷
Because he knows that there is no more protection There is no separation And there is no more testimony
因为他知道在那里如果没有保护如果没有分别也没有见证
And therefore the people in Jerusalem was in great despair
所以在耶路撒冷的人 是在一个极大的危难里
And they are suffering such a great reproach
他们在那里受到极大的攻击
But thank God God raised up a person named Nehemiah.
神兴起一个人叫尼希米
Gave him the burden to fix the wall of Jerusalem.
给他有一个负担来重建耶路撒冷的城墙
And therefore he fixed his focus on rebuilding that wall.
所以他所有的注意力都在重建城墙
Indeed, there's a lot of things to be done in Jerusalem.
没错，在耶路撒冷有许多要做的事情
But the main thing is you got to build that wall first.
但是第一件事是你要把这城墙建起来
That is the priority.
这个是所有优先的
And therefore when he started to bring the people and start to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem
所以 他就开始带领人回到耶路撒冷来重建城墙
Then he started to find the facts
然后他就来寻找这些事实
Yes, he heard the news in Babylon
没错他在巴比伦听到这个消息
But he also wanted to see it for himself what really happened
但是他要亲眼去看到底发生了什么
Then he formed that fellowship
然后他就来在这里有交通有聚集
And he doesn't believe in a one man ministry
他并不相信一个人的侍奉
Because he believed that the rebuilding of the wall is a corporate matter
因为他相信重建城墙是一个团体的事情
Today brothers and sisters as we stand for God's testimony
弟兄姐妹们今天如果我们要为神的见证站住的话
Let me tell you let me repeat it again it's a corporate matter
让我告诉你让我再重复这是一个团体的事情
Yes you yourself might be spiritual
没错你可能是属灵的人
Yet you might be right with God
也许你与神的关系是对的。
But if other people fall, you also fall.
但如果你周围的人跌倒，你也跌倒。
Today, what Satan wants is to see that God's testimony as a corporately fall before your eyes.
今天撒旦他的诡计就是要看到我们团体的见证是跌倒的。
Today, what is God's testimony?
今天神的见证是什么？
What do we testify?
我们见证什么？
What is really God's eternal purpose?
神他永远的旨意到底是什么？
Today, we testify
今天我们要见证
that God Christ is the head and we are members one of another
就是基督他是主他是头我们是彼此来做肢体
even though we are members
虽然我们是肢体
yet we are subject one to another and subject to the head
但是我们都来服从我们的头
hey, the world today is in rebellion
今天这个世代是一个悖逆的时代
yet in this world in this age there is a group of people who are subject to Christ
但是在这个时代还有一般人他们是顺服在基督面前
Brothers and sisters this is our testimony
弟兄姐妹们这是我们的
That's why we need one another
所以我们需要彼此
And afterwards when they assemble themselves together
在这个之后当他们这样聚集的时候
Then he fortified them with the word of God
然后他就用神的话来鼓励他们。
The telling them this is not my own agenda.
告诉他们这不是我的计划。
And this only not my own burden.
这不是我的一个负担。
This is God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
And with this, we being fortified with the word of God.
就当他把这样的话来鼓励他们的时候。
Then the people is ready to face the foe.
这个时候这些人就预备好来面对仇敌。
Then they, what, they fulfill each and everyone's function.
然后每个人就尽功用。
We can see in verse 6.
我们可以看到第六节。
The people is so fired up.
这些人他们心里面火热。
They start to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他们就开始来建造耶路撒冷的城
墙。But when we come to chapter 4.
但是当我们来到第四章的时候。
We see problems start to pop up.
我们就看到很多问题出来了。
You know, when we start to say to the Lord, I'm determined to love you.
当如果我们有人对着神说，我现在决定要来爱你。
Lord, I want to serve you.
我现在要来服侍你的。
I tell you, the host of heaven rejoice.
我告诉你，在天上天使天君都要欢喜。
But the host of hell will stand up and oppose that work.
但是也有这些仇敌要来抵挡你的工作。
This is exactly what happened.
这就是当时所发生的。
You know, in verse 4, let me read it again. And it came to pass when Sambalat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews.
那我再来读，在第四章第一节，森巴拉听见我们建造城、修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，嗤笑犹太人。
When you read this portion, you felt like, isn't it what the Jewish people did? Is something of a good thing?
这些犹太人他们做的是一个很好的工作。
It's something to be commended upon.
这是应该被称颂的事情。
Now, how come they're against such great work?
但是怎么会有人来反对呢？
Brothers, it's always the same case.
弟兄姐妹们，从来都是这样。
We as a servant is no greater than our master.
我们作为仆人不能大过我们的主人。
If the enemy cannot find any reason to oppose the work,
如果这些仇敌他们不能找办法来敌对这样的工作的
时候 He will use one weapon, it's called ridicule.
然后他就会找另外的武器就是嗤笑
He start to use the ridicule God's people so the people will lose heart.
他就会用嗤笑来针对神的儿女让我们心里面可以丧胆
One time there's a young man who was saved.
有一次有一个年轻人他得救了
He was so grateful what God has done for him.
他为着神所做的来感谢神
He felt that he's a person that is doomed for perdition.
因为他觉得自己本来是一个灭亡的人
Yet today he's saved by the grace of God.
但今天他因着神的恩典得救了
So he took courage to start to preach the gospel in the streets.
然后他就带着一个勇气在街上来传福音
While he was preaching then some people say to him.
然后当他这样来传道的时候有人就这么对他说
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You don't know how to preach.
你真是应该羞耻，你根本不知道怎么来传。
You know, this person replied.
然后这个人他就回应。
Indeed, I'm ashamed of myself.
没错，我照着我自己，我是值得羞耻。
But I'm not ashamed of my Lord.
但是我的主是不值得是主是不应该羞耻。
Indeed, we this should be our the case.
这也是我们的光景。
Yes, there might be some ridicule.
没错，是有一些嗤笑。
Yet we stand on our ground.
但我们站在我们的地位上。
He died for us.
因为他已经为我死。
Shouldn't we suffer for him?
我们是不是也应该为他受苦
？And this is exactly what happened to Nehemiah and his co-workers.
这就是对尼希米跟他同工身上所发生的。
The opposition start to ridicule them.
因为这些敌对的人开始来嗤笑他们。
And there are at least four reasons why they ridicule them.
他们这样来耻笑他们，起码有四个原因。
I won't say it's a reason. It's only an excuse.
我不会说这些是原因，这些只是他们的一些借口。
So the verse 2 said, and he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews?
在第二节对他弟兄和撒玛利亚的军兵说。这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢
？Yes, Nehemiah and this group of people are just feeble Jews.
没错，这些犹大人尼希米跟他的同工只是一些软弱的人。
Every time I read the book of Nehemiah,
每一次我读尼希米记的时候
，especially when I was young, I always think that when the children of Israel after 70 years in Babylon, they came back the whole nation.
每一次我年轻的时候来读，总觉得在70年他们被掳到巴比伦。回归耶路撒冷的时候是所有的人都回去了
But it's not so.
但不是这样
Only a little portion, a little percentage came back to Jerusalem.
只有很小的一部分回到耶路撒冷
Because the rest of the Jews felt like we already settled down for 70 years.
因为很多的犹大人他们说我在这个地方已经在这里生活了70年
Why should I start all over again?
为什么我要重新开始
Why should I start from scratch again?
为什么又要从没有再开始呢
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly the thing.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是当时所面对。
When Nehemiah came back, he's only come with a very small group of people.
当尼希米回归的时候，他只带了很小很少一部分的人。
It always reminds me in the Old Testament.
经常这样提醒我，就是在旧约里面。
It's like King David.
就像大卫王一样。
He's always been ridiculed by his people.
他经常被周围的人
来耻笑。He ridiculed by his own family.
被他自己的家人来耻笑。
Remember when Samuel was about to anoint the king of Israel as one of the sons of Jesse?
记得吗？当撒母耳去要高耶西其中的一个儿子做王的时候
，Immediately Jesse bring forth his six sons.
撒母耳就把他的六个儿子带到撒母耳面前
，leaving David in the wilderness to take care of the sheep.
然后他就把大卫留在旷野里面，让他去牧羊。
He felt like there is no way that David, this little shepherd boy, will be a king.
他觉得这个大卫这个孩子不可能是做王的人。
Surely it will be my firstborn or the second one or the third one.
应该是我的大儿子，或者是二儿子，或者是三儿子。
But the thing is, God did not choose the big ones.
但是神并不拣选外貌高大。
God did not choose the mighty ones.
神也没有选那些能力大的人。
The Lord told Samuel, "This is not the one."
然后神就对撒母耳说："这个才是我所拣选。
No, this is not this. These people are not the one.
不是我所拣选。
So Samuel said, "Is there another one?"
然后撒母耳就问："你还有其他的儿子吗？"
Then Jesse said, "Oh, he's in the wilderness taking care of the sheep."
然后耶西就说："还有一个，他是在那个田野里面牧羊。"
Then Samuel said, "Bring him here. We will not sit down until he comes back."
然后撒母耳就说："我们在这里等候，除非他来，我们就不会开始。"
You know, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 says
在哥林多前书
1章27节说 For God chose the weak to confound the strong
神是拣选了软弱的让刚强的羞耻
God chose the foolish to confound the wise
神拣选世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧
Today who are we?
今天我们是什么人
We are just but foolish people
我们只不过是愚拙的人
People trust on riches
我们没有任何的丰富。
No, people trust riches.
人所相信的是那些丰富的。
Today the world appreciates great in number.
这个世界上所感激的是那些数目大的。
Great in power.
那些能力大的。
Great in position.
那些地位高的。
Today they said money makes the world go round.
今天有一个说法是，金钱使这个世界
转弯。
转弯。
It makes things happen.
有钱能使鬼推磨。
But is that so?
是不是这样呢
？No,
不是的。
In God's economy,
在神的他的经济里面
，It's not the strong,
并不是这些强壮
，It's not the rich,
不是这些这些富足的
，It is the weak and the foolish,
是这些软弱的，是这些。
Today, whenever I stand before you, I feel like I'm a foolish guy.
今天每一次我站在大家面前，我总觉得自己是一个愚拙的人。
I'm the person who is feeble.
我不是一个有能力的人。
You never will, you'll never believe me. I'm a man of few words.
你可能不相信，其实我的话语不多的。
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候
，I'm always very good at my studies.
我经常学习很好
，especially in written exam.
尤其是那些写作
，I'm one of those so-called in the first three.
我经常是前三名。
But every time the teacher had this so-called oral exam.
但每一次有这个口头考试的时候
，I always had a problem.
我经常是有问题。
When I stand up, I forget everything.
当我站起来的时候，我里面就空白。
One time I was in college, we are having a test in law.
有一次在大学，我们有一个法律的考试。
And our teacher is a terror.
terror. 我们的老师是一个
terror.Oh, never mind. Okay.
好，我们继续往下。
In other words, he will bring a deck of cards.
他是一个很吓人的老师，他就带来一堆的卡片。
And in every card there is our names.
每一个卡上有我们的名字。
And for 1 week he will shuffle the card and just pick out 1 name and have a test.
然后他就经常把这个牌洗一洗，随便抽一个，今天就考你。
Brothers and sisters, for 1 week.
弟兄姐妹们，有一个星期时间。
You just don't know how stressed we are.
他也不知道我们的压力有多大。
But sooner or later, my name was picked up.
但是那一次真的，我的名字被抽到。
And I was so prepared, I make my opening statement.
我也预备得很好，开始我就先开了个头。
But after the opening statement, I forgot everything.
开完头之后，下面我就全忘了。
It's good God is so merciful, I still passed the test.
但是感谢神的恩典，那一次我还是通过这个考试。
So for me to speak before you and are, it's an impossible dream.
所以对着今天我能够再这样跟大家讲话，其实是不可能的一件事。
It's what we call the miracle in Wall Street.
就是那个华尔街的奇迹一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Even though we are the foolish one,
虽然我们是愚拙的。
Even though we are the feeble one,
虽然我们是软弱的。
God chose the foolish to confound the wise.
但是神是拣选软弱的，让强壮的羞愧。
Oh, as like in Nehemiah,
就像在尼希米记。
People thought they stand no chance in rebuilding that wall.
那些人觉得他们没有任何的机会可以来重建城墙。
Yet it is God who called them.
但是是神呼召他们。
It is God who will fulfill that task.
而且神会成就他的工作。
Now the second point.
第二点
is the futility of the task.
就是他们这个工作的没有任何的作用。
It is useless.
是没用的。
Because the project is just too big.
因为这个工程太浩大。
It says here, what do these people do? Will they fortify themselves?
然后这里就说他们在做什么？要保护自己吗？
You know, when we talk about the rebuilding of the wall,
当我们讲到重建城墙
这件事情， As I mentioned last time, this wall is not what mending picket fences.
上次讲到了这个重建并不是把一个木头的栅栏建立起来就好了。
That wall is about 6 or 7 stories high.
这个城墙是六七层楼高。
It is so thick that you can put 4 chariots together and they can run through the wall.
城墙的宽度是可以有4到6辆马车可以并行。
For this small group of people led by Nehemiah, how can they do it?
就算是尼希米带领这么少的人，他们怎么能完成这样的工作？
Yes, they have the permission of the king.
没错，他们是有当时君王的一个恩准。
And the king also supplied all their needs.
而且这个君王也提供他们一切的需要了。
Yet they are themselves to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
但是建造城墙还是要这些人。
So these people said, "You can do it."
然后其他的人就说你们不可能的。
This is useless.
你们是完全没有用的。
But praise the Lord that God did it.
但是赞美主，因为神做了。
So sometimes when we see ourselves,
有的时候我们看自己的话。
How can we do such thing?
我们怎么可能做这样的
事？ How can a feeble person stand for God's testimony?
为什么怎么样一个软弱的人可以站在这里做神的
？ Remember Peter when the Lord said, "Go into the world and make all disciples of all nations."
你记得吗？主曾经对彼得说，你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵里面给他们施洗。
If I'm Peter, this is what I will be thinking.
如果我是彼得，可能是我这么想。
Just a while ago, I just denied my master 3 times.
在不久以前，我曾经三次否认我的主。
One of the disciples just betrayed him and hung himself.
曾经我们中间有一个门徒，他是卖了主之后，而且自己自尽。
When the Lord was arrested, all the disciples are just what? Like sheep running away.
当主这样被害的时候，所有的这些门徒都像这些羊走散。
How can we be that testimony when my master is not here anymore?
如果我的主人现在都不在了，我们这些软弱的人怎么可能来做见证？
Dear brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹，
Philippians 1 verse 6 says,
腓立比书第一章第六节，
Being confident of this one thing,
你们要壮胆在这件事上。
He who started a good work in you shall fulfill it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信在你们里面动了善功的必成全之功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
In other words, the truth is this.
或者再换一句话说，事实是这样。
It is God who started the work.
是神开始了这个善功。
It is God who called us into this ministry.
是神呼召我们进到这个侍奉里。
It is God who wants us to be his testimony here on earth.
是神让我们在地上来做他的见证。
And because he is the one who called us,
因为是他呼召，
then he is the one responsible.
那就他来负责。
He is starting, he started it.
是他开始。
He will finish it.
那他必完成这
善。If this is our own agenda, we will never be finished.
如果这是我们自己的计划，我们不可能完成。
And our work will be useless.
因为我们的工作都是无用的。
But thank God, he started it.
但是感谢神，他开始了。
The third one.
第三。
Said they used the excuse of the foolishness of their faith.
他们失效的借口就是说，你们的这个信是愚拙的。
So will they sacrifice?
他说你们要献祭。
In other words, this opposition tried to laugh at the Jews.
或者这些敌对的人，他们在这里来笑这些。
Will you come back and rebuild the temple and sacrifice to your God?
难道你们还想回来重建圣殿，再来献祭给神？
In other words, this opposition are just saying.
或者说这些敌对的人是这么讲的。
God has already abandoned you 70 years ago.
因为70年前你们的神已经弃绝你们了。
You were exiled to Babylon for 70 years.
因为你们是被掳被赶到巴比伦。
Now you're telling me the Lord called you back to rebuild?
现在你说你的神让你再回来重建。
And you trusted on him, you are foolish.
如果你这么来信这样的神的话，你是一个愚昧的人。
Yet indeed we are made a spectacle unto the world.
没错，我们确实在世人面前好像成了一场戏。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8 and 9.
哥林多前书第四章第九节。
chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. He says, we are made a spectacle unto the world, unto angels, unto men.
在那里说我们成了一台戏，在世人面前，在天使面前。
We are made fools for Christ's sake.
我们为了基督的缘故成了愚拙。
Indeed, when the people is opposing Nehemiah,
没错，当这些人来抵挡尼希米的时候，
they feel like you don't know what you're doing.
他们觉得你们根本不知道你们在做什么。
God has already abandoned you.
因为神已经弃绝了你。
But did God really abandon the children of Israel? No, it's not.
但神真的弃绝以色列人吗？没有。
The real reason why they went to captivity for 70 years.
为什么他们七十年被掳？
It's all because of their sinfulness.
是因为他们自己的罪。
God didn't abandon them. They abandoned the Lord.
不是神来弃绝他们，是他们弃绝神。
And their being in captivity for 70 years is just by the consequence of their deed.
他们被掳七十年是因着他们罪的后果。
But they're returning back to Jerusalem.
但是当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，
It's the proof of God's faithfulness.
那个是神信实的一个证明。
Yes, foolish to people.
没错。对人来讲是愚拙的。
But it all makes sense to Nehemiah and the people.
但是对尼希米和这些人来讲，这些都非常的有意义。
That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says.
所以在哥林多前书四章十八节这样。
Says for the preaching of the cross is to those who perish foolishness.
对十字架对着灭亡的人来说是愚拙的。
But to those who are saved, it is the power of God.
但是对得救的人总为神的大能。
Today we are saved by Him.
今天我们是被他拯救。
This is really the power of God.
这是借着神的大能。
No one can imagine why should I be saved.
没有人可以来甚至来想象为什么我。
We are not worthy to be saved.
因为我们根本不配。
But indeed God saved us.
但是神确实拯救了。
Among all the mighty, among all the wise, God saved these feeble, weak people.
在所有这些大能的人、聪明的人里面，神选了我们这些软弱。
God saved us to be His testimony here on earth.
神选了我们，让我们在这个地上来做他的见证。
Another one.
还有一点
the frailty of the work.
就是我们这些工作的 frailty, 我们的工作的脆弱。
In other words, what did these people said?
或者这些人他们在说什么呢？
In verse 3 said, Now Tobiah and the Ammonite was by him, saying, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone walls.
在那里亚门人这么讲，他们说你们所修建的石墙，就是狐狸上去也被撕倒。
In other words, even if they build the wall of Jerusalem,
或者他们这么讲，就算你们把城墙建起来，
It wouldn't last long.
也不会持久。
It will not last long.
不会持久。
But sooner or later it will go down again.
迟早这个城墙还会毁坏。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
但提摩太后书。
For I know whom I have believed.
我深信深信我所信的是谁。
For I know whom I have believed, I have been persuaded that he is able to keep that which has committed unto him against that day.
我相信他必能保守我所信托他的直到那日。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
He called us.
因为他呼召了我们。
And we are confident on him.
我们在他里面有信心。
And we believe that he will bring us through.
我们相信他会带领我们经过。
These are all the excuses this opposition make against Nehemiah and his co-workers.
这就是那些嗤笑他们的人他们所讲的这些借口。
Now let's come to some practical consideration.
让我们现在来到实际的考虑里。
What is really the reason why they oppose God's work?
他们为什么真正的原因是什么？他们这样来抵挡神的工作。
Number one,
第一
，It's because they are God's people.
第一，因为这些人建造的人，他们是神的子民。
They are God's people.
他们是属神的人。
They don't expect that we are here on earth, but being His testimony, and people will welcome us.
今天我们在这个地上做神见证的话，作为神的子民。我们不要期待人都欢迎我们。
The servant is no greater than the master.
因为仆人不能大过主人。
When the Lord was ridiculed, so should we.
如果主曾经被嗤笑过，我们也要被嗤笑。
When he came out to minister, what these people said?
当他出来公开侍奉的时候，这些人怎么讲？
Is he not the son of a carpenter?
他不是那个木匠的儿子吗？
He doesn't have a proper education.
他甚至没有读过任何的书。
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候，
what did people say?
那些人说什么呢？
If you are God,
如果你是神
and then you come down and we'll believe on you.
你下来，我们现在就信你。
What did the Pharisee say?
那些法利赛人说什么呢？
He saved others, he himself cannot save.
就说这个人可以救别人，但是救不了他自己。
Our Lord Jesus had been ridiculed.
们的主耶稣就是这样被耻笑。
We will also be ridiculed.
我们也会被耻笑。
Don't expect when you go to school bringing your Bible and people will say you're such a good guy.
不要期待你到了学校把圣经拿出来的别人说你是一个好人。
Don't expect that when you go down and sit at a cafeteria and start to pray and people will say you are such a good guy.
不要期待你到了咖啡馆如果低头祷告的时候别人说你这个人真好。
Especially in this perverse generation.
尤其在这个邪恶的时代。
People will laugh at you.
人要耻笑你。
Those who are in our work.
在我工作的地方在我们工作的地方。
When people will say let's go and drink and smoke.
有些人说我们来一块抽烟吧。
And you said no, I'm going to the meeting. People will laugh at you.
如果你说不是不行，我现在要去教会聚会，别人会笑你。
People will say you are a killjoy.
Killjoy. 别人就说你这人是个怪人。
You are antisocial.
你是一个不与人交往的一个怪人。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
We are worthy to suffer for that name. Amen.
我们是配得为这名受辱。
Give me an amen, brothers.
Amen.
We are worthy to suffer for that name.
我们是配得为这名受辱。
That's why Matthew chapter 5 verse says.
所以在马太福音第五章讲。
Go rejoice greatly.
我们要有大喜乐。
When they ridicule us.
当这些人来耻笑我们
的时候。Make fun of us.
当这些人来在这里来笑戏弄我们的时候。
It is God who counts us worthy to suffer for that name.
因为神看到我们是配得为他的名受辱的。
But if one day you said you are a Christian.
但有一天如果你说你是一个基督徒
and people welcome you,
所有的人都欢迎你
then there is a big problem.
其实这里面有一个很大的问题
Today we thank God we are his people.
但今天感谢神我们是属于他的
We are counted worthy to suffer for that name.
我们算是配得为这名受辱
And the second reason is because they obey God's commandments.
第二点是因为这些人他们遵守神的命令
When Nehemiah and when the Lord called Nehemiah,
当神呼召尼希米的时候
and he started to gather these people,
然后他就在这里来聚集神的子民。
Only the small group of people answer God's call.
这其中只有很少的人响应。
Let me tell you, those in Babylon, they will continue to have a good time.
告诉大家，那些留在巴比伦的人，他们继续活一个很好的生活。
And they already been so much together with the Babylonians, and they feel like they are part of them.
他们与这些巴比伦人关系也很好，他们觉得自己就是巴比伦人其中一份。
But to come back and obey God's command, starting from scratch, rebuilding the wall, it is foolishness.
但是如果回到耶路撒冷，在这里遵守神的命令，建造神的城墙，这是一个非常荒谬的事情。
That's why we are ridiculed.
所以我们也被人耻笑。
Now the question is,
今天的问题是
，After we have been ridiculed,
我们被耻笑之后
，What will I get?
我们得着什么
？Praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
Matthew chapter 5 says,
在马太福音第五章
Blessed are ye who have been reviled, who have been persecuted, who have been spoken against evil of for my name's sake.
那些为义受逼迫，为着神的名受辱的人。
So greatly rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven.
你们有福了，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Today all are suffering.
今天我们所有的苦难
All that we stand for God's testimony.
我们是为着神的见证所受的这些事情
When people laugh at us,
当人来笑我们的时候
Brothers and sisters, do the math.
弟兄姐妹们
We have a great reward in heaven.
我们需要来计算我们在天上有极大的赏赐
When you look at the book of Revelation,
当你看到启示录
When John the Beloved is starting to write to the seven churches,
当约翰向着七个教会来写信的时候
On the one hand, he's trying to tell them to be careful.
有一方面，他告诉他们你们要谨慎，要小心。
And to warn them,
在那里来警戒他们。
But on the one hand, he's calling out for the overcomers.
在另外一方面，他也呼召得胜的人。
He said, "If thou be faithful,"
他说那些忠心的
，You shall eat of the fruit of the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God."
你们要在神的园中，你们要吃生命树的果子。
And you will have a white stone where your name will be put on it.
你们要有一块白石写着你们的新名。
And you will wear that crown of life.
你们要戴生命的冠冕。
You will be that pillar in the temple of our God.
你们要在神的殿中来做柱子。
Brothers and sisters, is it worth the suffering? Yes, it is.
弟兄姐妹们，为着这些配不配得？我们在这里受的这些配苦受不受得呢
？That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 and 18 says.
所以在哥林多后书那里讲到
，Say the lightness of our affliction are but for a moment.
我们所受的苦是至暂至轻的。
And worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
要成就是那极重无比永远的荣耀。
For we do not look at things that we are seen.
因为我们所顾念的不是眼睛所见的。
But things that are not seen.
我们顾念的是眼所不见的。
For things that are not seen are eternal.
因为所不见的那些是永远的。
For things that are seen are temporal.
因为那些所见的是一些暂时的。
Today God gave us some wisdom.
今天神已经给我们一些智慧。
That we pursue not after the things of this world.
我们不要再去追求这些世上的那些。
One day all these things will go away.
因为总有一天世上的事都要过去。
Only what is of Christ will remain.
只有在基督里的可以永存。
Yes, indeed, we will suffer persecution.
没错，我们会经历这些逼迫。
We will be reviled. We will be, you know, laughed at because we stand for the truth.
因着我们为真理站住，所以我们会被耻笑。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，Great is our reward in heaven.
我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Now on the other hand,
在另外一方面
，You might say, then what happened to these people who ridicule us?
那对这些耻笑我们的人，他们会有什么样的结果
？I have no time to read. If you have time, read Proverbs chapter 1, verse 24 to 28.
现在没有时间。如果你有时间的话，你去读箴言的第一章24到28节。
That portion of the word, we can see the irony of the wrath of God.
我们在那里可以看到神的怒气。
Don't think that God will turn a blind eye to those people who are against us.
不要觉得好像神看到那些反对我们的人，好像没看见一样。
Vengeance is of the Lord.
因为深渊在神。
A lot of times we feel like it's not fair.
有的时候我们觉得真不公平。
Oh, I do the right thing and yet I'm persecuted.
我做的是对的事，但是我却受逼迫。
I came to the meeting and I'm laughed at.
我是来聚会却被人耻笑。
Brothers and sisters, just keep cool.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就要保持
冷静。On the one hand, we had a great reward in heaven.
一方面我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
And on the other hand, the Lord will take care of that.
另外一方面，神会伸冤，他必报应。
One time there is a person named Thomas Paine.
有一次有一个人叫 Thomas Paine.
He's an agnostic.
他是一个不信神的人。
He doesn't believe in the gospel.
他根本不信福音。
He makes fun of Christians.
他而且见到基督徒都取笑。
And he wrote a book called Age of Reason.
所以他写了一本书，就是这个现在是一个讲理的时代。
And he one time he met Benjamin Franklin.
有一次他就遇到本杰明弗兰克林。
And he said, Ben, what do you think of my book?
然后他就说，本杰明，你读了我的书觉得怎么样？
You know, Benjamin Franklin replied.
然后本杰明弗兰克林就这么回应他
said, Tom, when you spit against the wind, you spit at your own face.
就是说汤你要是对着风吐唾沫的话对着大风你等于是对着自己的脸吐唾沫
Yes, when you spit against the wind, you spit at your own face.
如果你对着这样的大风来吐唾沫的话你等于是吐
you know,
唾沫在自己的脸上
You know, before there is a two young boys who was raised up in the Roman Empire.
曾经在罗马帝国有两个孩子一起被抚养长大
One named Agatha and the other is Julian.
有一个叫 Adolphe, 有一个叫
Agatha.
有一个叫
Julian. And they, one became a Christian, and Julian became the emperor of Rome.
一个是成了基督徒，那个 Julian 就变成罗马帝国的凯撒。
And we know Emperor Julian is a persecutor of the Christian.
我们甚至知道这个 Julian 就是迫害基督徒的一个君王。
One day, Julian, the emperor met Agatha.
然后有一天，这个君王就来遇见他的朋友 Agatha.
And he told Agatha, "How's your the carpenter of Nazareth? Is he okay today?"
然后他就说，那个拿撒勒人木匠的儿子今天怎么样呢
？Is he busy today?
他今天忙吗
？Is he does he have a lot of work?
他是不是有很多工作要做啊
？No, Agatha replied.
然后这个 Agatha 就这样来回应他。
Yes, he is very busy today.
他今天真的很忙。
He got a lot of job.
他做了很多的工作。
And today he's nailing a coffin to put your empire in.
他今天要做的就是把你的帝国放在棺材里面，现在在钉钉子。
It seems like it is a prophecy.
看起来就是一个先知的一个预言。
But indeed it is.
确实是。
After 2 years, this Emperor Julian was slain by the Persians.
然后两年之后，这个朱脸王就被波斯人杀死。
And his whole empire crumbled to pieces.
整个罗马帝国就变成崩溃。
Branches, don't worry about what will happen to them.
弟兄姐妹们，不要为今天来忧虑。
God will take care of those who revile against us.
因为神会来最后来来解决这些敌对的人。
Now what should we do?
那我们该做什么
？On one hand, we have this so-called practical consideration.
在一方面，我们要有这些实际的考虑。
Now what should we do practically?
我们在生活里面该如何呢
？We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
We need to pray, bring everything to God.
把每件事带到神面前。
Oh, don't feel like, oh, God is so busy. How could he hear such small prayers?
有的时候我们觉得神这么忙，我这样一个小的祷告他会听吗
？This is exactly what Nehemiah did.
其实这就是尼希米当时所做的。
And Nehemiah said, "Hear, O our God, for we are despised."
尼希米就说神哪、啊、你求你垂听因为我们被藐视
Brothers and sisters everything we bring God to prayer
弟兄姐妹们任何的事我们都带到神面前来祷告
through prayer bring everything to remembrance to God
因为我们可以借着、我祷告把我们的祈求所有的祈求告诉神
and also through prayer we gain strength from him
而且借着祷告我们可以从他得力量
Brothers and sisters this is spiritual warfare
弟兄姐妹们这是属灵的征战
and Brother Paul said
保罗弟兄这样
We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against forces in the air.
我们不是与属血气的征战，是与那些执政的、掌权的、天空中属灵气的恶魔来征战。
Therefore, we need the spiritual power to overcome.
所以我们需要属灵的能力来得胜。
On the one hand, we need the word of God to be our guidance.
一方面，我们需要神的话来指引我们。
On the other hand, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to bring us through.
另外一方面，我们需要圣灵的能力来带着我们经历。
Fighting the battle is not only depends on determination.
这个征战不在乎我们的心意坚不坚定。
The spiritual battle is dependent upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个属灵征战的最终的结果是根据圣灵的能力。
Therefore, we need really to have that personal relationship with God.
所以我们需要有神有一个个人这样的关系。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you are going through.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你现在所经历的。
I don't know what kind of persecution you are going through.
我不知道你是不是有任何的逼迫在。
But it is a fact that we need to bring everything to prayer.
但是这是一个事实，我们把任何的事都带到神面前去祈求。
The third one.
第三。
We need to have a proper attitude.
我们需要有一个正确的态度。
Verse 6 says.
第六节这么
讲。So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.
在这里讲到，城墙就都联络，高支一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Don't continue to focus on the negative things.
我们不需要再注目在那些消极的事。
A lot of times we keep on focusing, the enemy is attacking us.
有的时候我们总是看到仇敌现在在攻击了。
Yet we forgot to do the positive.
但是我们却忘了这些积极的。
You know, on the one hand, Nehemiah armed the people with swords and spears.
在一方面，尼希米就来装备这些人，让他们有刀有枪。
But on the other hand, he gave him a shovel, go back to work.
然后他们也把这些工具给他们，继续来修建。
A lot of times, because of these negative things, we stop to work.
有的时候因着这些消极的事情，我们就停工了。
Then we fall into the trap of the enemy.
这个时候我们就中了仇敌的诡计。
The enemy cannot stop us to revile.
如果他不能用其他的办法让我们停工的话。
Then he will try to use this so-called negative things to stop us in working.
有的时候他就用这些消极的事情让我们停滞下来。
Brothers and sisters, let have this determination.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要心里面坚定。
By his strength, we'll go back to work.
靠着他的力量，我们可以来做这样的工作。
For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen.
因为在我里面的比在这个世上的更大。Amen.
Now let's come to the second part.
让我们看第二部分。
You know, the enemy used ridicule to stop us to work.
仇敌他想用他的耻笑来阻止我们的工
作。And another thing he will use is discouragement.
还有一件事他用的就是让我们灰心。
You know, one time there is a legend.
有一次有一个这样的传说。
You know, Satan was auctioning one of his many tools.
他有一次在那里来拍卖他的一些工具。
This is only a legend, okay?
这只是一个传说了。
And he tried to auction this tool of laziness.
然后他就把这个懒惰这个工具拿出来。
The auction another tool called greediness.
然后他又拍卖贪婪。
And another tool called the lust of the flesh.
然后就还有这个眼目的情欲。
But there is one tool which is labeled not for sale.
然后有一个就是不会拍卖。
And what is this? Discouragement.
这个就是灰心。
And people say, why won't you sell that discourage, this so-called tool of discouragement?
别人就问撒旦，你怎么不把灰心这个也拍卖出去呢？
He said, when people got discouraged.
然后撒旦就说，如果当人灰心的时候。
When I get into his heart, I can do all things which I want to do to him.
我进到他，就可以借着灰心进到他里面做我要做的一切事。
Brothers and sisters, be careful of discouragement.
弟兄姐妹们要小心这个灰心这件事。
You know, when I was young,
当我年轻的时候
，The Lord loves me and gave me a heart to serve.
神给我一个心来侍奉他。
So one of the elders assigned me to speak at one of the Lord's table meeting.
有一次，一个长老就安排我在饼杯之前先来分享。
So I try to prepare myself because I know this is not a small matter. We become God's mouthpiece when we stand here.
这个时候我就充分的要来预备，因为作为神的出口不是一件非常小的事情。
So after I spoke, then I sit down.
当我讲完，我坐下来之后
，then rumors start to spread.
很多的那些传风言就开始了。
And one of the elders said, he is just a kid speaking like an adult.
有一个甚至一个年长的人就说，这个孩子怎么讲话跟个大人一样
？In other words, 小孩讲大人话。 And I'm really hurt, you know.
我其实很受伤。
In other words, what he said, you don't know what you're talking about.
或者他的意思就是说，你根本不知道你在讲什么。
You're just mimicking what other people say.
你只不过是模仿其他人所讲。
This is what we call discouragement.
这就是让我们灰心的事。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
After all this, I'm still standing today. Amen.
经过这些之后，我今天还可以站在这里。
Today we should let discouragement to cut us down.
所以今天不要让灰心砍倒我们。
And this is exactly what's happening to the people today.
这就是今天很多人身上所发生的。
And this is also what's happening to Nehemiah and the people.
这也是当时尼希米跟他在一起的人身上所发生的。
And the biggest problem is it's their own people who has got discouraged.
其实麻烦就是那些反而是年长的人。
It says here in verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is too much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall.
其实那个时候在第十节说，犹大人说，灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败。
In other words, they are worn out.
或者说他们已经疲惫不堪了。
But when you look at the verse carefully,
但你如果仔细看这里章节的话，
I feel this is somewhat mental stress only.
我以为只是心就是心里面的一些疲惫。
Why? Because this happened when they already built the wall halfway.
因为那个时候这个城墙已经建了一半了。
If they will say I'm discouraged because they haven't started working yet.
如果他们说我们灰心了，因为这个墙还没开始。
And because we see the project is too big, then you say, okay, there is some reason for discouragement.
或者说这个工程太大，那可能我们有这个灰心的原因。
But when you read verse 6,
但你如果读第六节，
just so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof.
那里讲到修造城墙，城墙就都联络，而且高至一半了。
In other words, they have already halfway. It's done.
或者那个时候已经一半都完成了。
Just a little push, it will be over.
只要再来坚持一下，就可以都完成了。
But a lot of times, this is what Satan is using.
但很多时候，撒旦就这样来工作。
Warning us out.
让我们疲惫。
You can't finish it.
你不可能完成。
You know, it's like a husband and wife.
就像丈夫跟妻子之间。
When they firstly got married, it's like a what they call honeymoon period.
当他们在一起的时候是蜜月期。
Everything you say, do you love me? I do.
如果一个人问你爱我吗？另外一个肯定说我爱你。
Will you do this for me? For me, I will.
你能不能为我替我做这个？我会。
But after in the middle of the marriage, you bet.
然后到中间婚姻的中间段，你知道会发生什么
？It seems like that fire is not there anymore.
就像里面的那个火，那个热情已经没有了。
It doesn't mean that you don't love your wife anymore.
并不表示你已经不爱你的妻子。
It seems like the fire just.It's flickering.
但是这个火已经是只是忽现忽灭。
This is exactly our life as a Christian.
就像我们基督徒的生命一样。
After we got saved, our life, our heart towards the Lord is burning like wildfire.
当我们刚得救的时候，我们心对着神是像火一样热。
This kind of fire, no one can quench it.
这个火甚至没有其他人任何的人能把它熄灭。
But the thing is, in the book of Revelation,
但是在启示录里面
to the church in Ephesus,
对着以弗所的教会
the church in Ephesus is such a model church.
在以弗所那里其实是一个模范教会。
You talk about the truth, they have the truth.
你讲到真理，他们有真理。
You talk about the works, they have works.
你讲到工作，他们有工作。
But the thing is, they lost their first love.
但是他们却失去了那起初的爱。
Today, brothers and sisters, why are we discouraged?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们为什么会灰心？
Because we lost our first love towards God.
因为我们向着神失去那起初的爱。
That's why we are worn out.
所以我们会疲惫不堪。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord continue to love of God continue to burn in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹们，愿意爱神的心在我们里面一直的来烧。
Since you called me,
因着你呼召了我。
May I be burning for you until the day you meet me.
让我一直为你来燃烧，直到我们再见面那一天。
Don't let our physical or mental fatigue cause us to be worn out.
不让我们这个物质的身体上面的疲惫，心里面的疲惫，让我们下沉。
Let's continue stand up for Jesus.
让我们一直的持续的起来为基督。
The second reason is they weigh down.
第二件事情，他们是被一些重担压着下沉。
And he says, for there is so much rubbish.
因为在那里讲有许多的灰土。
I believe Brother Steve will amen to that.
我相信Steve 弟兄一定会同意。
He's a civil engineer.
因为他是那个。土木的工程的
It's easier to build when it's a clean slate.
当那个清洁的地方来建造的时候是容易的。
You start to build the foundation, start building up.
你就从地基开始往上。
But when there is too much rubbish,
但如果那里面有许多的灰粒的话
，The first thing you do, you need to take out the rubbish.
第一件事你要把它清理干净。
Without the rubbish, you can never build.
如果这些灰粒不被清除的话，你不可能开始建造。
When you start to build upon rubbish, you are in big trouble.
如果你是在一些垃圾上面建造，那就麻烦了。
One time there's a landowner.
有一次有一
a builder so called.
有一次有一个建筑商。
He bought a landfill.
他买了一个堆垃圾的地方。
And he started to put some soil upon the rubbish.
然后他就把一些土盖在垃圾上。
And he built a very good community on top of it.
然后就建造一个很好的社区。
And a lot of people start to go and buy those houses.
很多人就去买了那些房子。
First it's become a noble community.
那就成为一个很尊贵的一个社区了。
But afterwards, the land shifted.
但是之后那个地里面开始有迁移。
Then they were starting to have cracks on the wall.
然后他们的房间的墙就开始出裂痕。
And the roof started to sag.
然后这些房顶也开始下沉。
And the streets started to have cracks on the streets.
这些街道也开始有裂缝。
What is the reason?
为什么？
They are building upon garbage.
因为他们的建造是在一个垃圾上。
Today you want to build the testimony of Jesus Christ?
今天你如果要建造神的见证。
Garbage needs to go.
这些灰土都要被清
掉。Oh, there are so much theological trust in the midst.
在我们中间对好像对神学很多人很相信。
There's a lot of what's called traditional trust in our midst.
甚至在我们中间有一些传统的灰土。
In other words, we practice so much things that it has nothing to do with what the Bible says.
或者说我们做了很多事，花了很多的精力，但跟圣经里面没有什么关系。
Sometimes you ask somebody why you do it because that's what my forefather told me to do it.
有的时候别人问我们为什么这样，是因为我前面的人是这样做的。
Today we are standing as God's testimony.
今天如果我们站在这里成为神的见证。
Our life and living.Should be defined by what the Bible says, not what the tradition said.
我们的生活应该是被圣经来定义，不是被这些传统来定义。
A lot of times that rebuilding work has stopped because we put in a lot of this trash in the midst.
有的时候这个重建的工作停工了，是因为我们把许多灰土堆在里面。
Today we should be what? Our guidance should be the Word of God.
今天神的话应该是我们的指引。
Our strength should be the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们的能力应该是出于圣灵。
This is the only two things we need to use in building.
只有这两件事我们应该用来建造。
The second trash.
第二种的灰土。
Is the sin in our midst.
就是在我们中间的罪。
Is there any sin in our midst?
在我们中间有没有罪？
You know, King David knew this so clearly concerning sin.
大卫王他非常清楚在罪孽这件事。
In Psalms 51 verse 10 says, "Create me a clean heart, O God."
在诗篇51篇那里说，求你重新造一个清洁的心。
Why did King David asking for a clean heart?
为什么他求一个清洁的心
？Because that day when he committed adultery.
因为当那一天他淫乱之后。
That day when he committed murder.
当那一天他凶杀之后。
The presence of God left him.
神的同在就离开他了。
The joy of salvation left him.
那些救恩之乐就离开他。
And he is in darkness.
这个时候他在黑暗里面。
That's why in Psalms 51 says, "I need a clean heart, Lord."
所以在诗篇51篇他说，给我重新造一个清洁的心。
That I might teach the transgressors your ways.
所以我可以指教那些其他的人你这个正直的。
Today if sin still commit, if we still have our sin in us.
如果今天在我们里面还有罪的话。
It will remain as a hindrance in the rebuilding work of God.
这就会让我们建造的工作成为一个阻碍。
It will be a burden in our fellowship and also in our service.
就会成为我们在聚会里面，在我们服事里面的一个重担。
Today, brothers, we need to take out the trash.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们要把垃圾扔出去。
The third one.
第三点。
We are wrought up.
我们是。
In other words, we are threatened by our security.
我们是被一些粗暴所来应对。
It says here in verse 11,
我们失去了安全感。
Verse 11 and 12 says, "And our adversaries said, 'They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them.'"
在那里，那些敌人说，趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间杀他们。
Well, the thing is, when the opposition try to threaten us, well, that's natural.
我们要知道，当仇敌这样来恐吓我们的时候，这个是非常自然的。
But when you go to verse 12.
当我们看到第十二节
的时候 It says, "And it came to pass when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places where you shall return unto us, they will be upon you."
那里讲到靠近敌人居住的犹大人十次从各处来见我们说，你们必要回到我们那里。
It is their own people who tell them 10 times.
这是他们自己的子民在那里告诉他十次。
Oh, the enemy will attack you.
就说敌人要来攻击你们。
It's like when I prepare for a message.
就像不像我如果来准备一个信息。
Then Brother Hyping said, "You can't do it."
然后海滨定义就说你不可能讲。
No one will listen to you.
没人会听你的。
What you said is just too far from imagination.
你的讲的这个跟我们所知道所想的太远。
This what we call discouragement.
我们讲的就是这样的让人灰心的事。
Francis said we need to be careful.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要小心。
Sometimes our words really instead we need to say something that will encourage people rather than discourage people.
有的时候我们嘴里的话语要来激励人，不是要来让人下沉。
I'm not saying we need to compromise with sin. No.
我不是说我们要跟罪来妥协，不是的。
We need to speak the truth in love.
但是我们要在爱心里面说诚实话。
But indeed we need to encourage them to go on.
但我们要来鼓励这些人继续往前。
We might be knocked down, but we are not knocked out. Amen.
我们可以被打倒，但是我们绝不致死亡。
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, indeed, we go through trials.
没错，我们要经历这些试炼。
Sometimes we fail.
有的时候我们会跌倒。
But we, those who are beside the brother, hey, stand up.
但是我们周围的人可以说起来。
Continue to run.
继续来奔跑。
Don't be, you know, being rolled up to threaten even the existence of being a Christian.
不要被这些粗暴这些来吓住。
Praise the Lord.
但我们基督徒都不来做了，但是我们赞美主。
These are the reasons of the discouragement.
这些就是为什么我们会有灰心的。
But I love the fact that Nehemiah is such a good leader.
但是我非常的感谢神，因为尼希米是这样的一个领袖。
In the midst of all discouragement,
在所有这些灰心的情形里
，First he armed the people.
第一件事，他就来装备这些。
He armed them with swords and with spears and with bows.
他就用这些刀、剑还有枪来。
You know, in fighting this spiritual battle,
当我们来打这场属灵征战的时候
，we need to put on the whole armor of God.
我们需要穿戴神全备的军装。
So if God be willing, next time I will talk about the whole armor of God.
如果神允许，下一次我就要讲到神全备的军装。
Today we need to arm the people with the word of God.
今天我们需要用神的话来装备神的。
Secondly, He assured the people.
第二件事，他来给这些人带来确据。
It says here, be not afraid.Of them, remember the Lord.
他在这里讲，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏。
Remember the Lord.
纪念主。
It is the Lord who brought us out.
是主带着我们出来。
It is the Lord who bring us in.
是主带着我们进来。
You know, every time we are in such kind of a dilemma.
有的时候我们是在这样的一个两难的情形。
So we need to turn to the Lord.
我们需要转回到神面前。
You know, one time there's a ship that's going through a storm.
有一次有一个船是在一个风暴里面。
And all these passengers are on the second deck.
这些旅客他们都是在第二层的甲板。
They are waiting what will happen to us.
他们就在想下面会怎么样。
Are we able to survive?
我们是不是能够幸存呢？
You know, one of these passengers went to the upper deck.
然后有一个旅客就从这里上到那个甲板的上面。
Even though the wind is blowing on their hair and the water is splashing on his face.
虽然这个风在吹，而且水在打在他身上。
He brave and went to the captain's cabin.
但他非常勇敢，他就跑到这个船长的那个舱房里面。
When the captain saw him.
当这个船长看见他之后
，The captain just turned around and smiled.
然后这个船长看到他就笑了一笑。
And this person didn't say anything. He went back.
这个人什么都没说，就回到他的舱房。
And he told all the people in the cabin, "Say it is okay."
然后就告诉所有舱房里面的人
，Because
没事的，会好。
Because the captain smiled at me.
因为这个船长他对我笑了。
Today we need just to see the smile of Jesus.
今天我们需要看到耶稣对着我们笑。
As the hymn said, "Your gracious smile is my reward."
就像诗歌所讲的，你的笑脸就是我的奖赏。
Now sometimes we might go through trials.
有的时候我们是要经过试炼。
And I'm not saying passive or no feeling at all that I feel like it's okay.
并不是说我这个人积极到一个地步，这些事我都没看到，我
觉得
都没。
Today, no matter how spiritual you are, you will be hurt.
今天不管你多属灵，你都会受到伤害。
But the difference is when we see Jesus.
但是区别在，如果我们看见耶稣的话
，When we see Jesus，
当我们看见耶稣的话
，Then we gain the strength to go on forward，
我们就可以得到力量。
And this is exactly what Nehemiah said。
这就是尼希米在这里所说的。
Remember the Lord，
当纪念主。
He armed the people，
因为他在那里不光装备
，He assured the people，
而且他在那里把这个确据带给这些人。
Then he what？He aroused the people.
而且他让这些人可以起来。
He says, "Fight for your brethren, fight for your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses."
他说要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
You know, my burden here today is like when Nehemiah was building that wall.
今天我的负担就是当时在尼希米建造城墙的时候。
He's telling the people, "You are not just doing this wall for yourselves."
他在那里讲，你建造城墙不光是为着你自己。
Yes, it is for yourselves.
没错，是为着我们。
But more likely it's for your wives, for your children, for the next generation.
而且更是为着你的妻子，为着你的下一代。
Today, when we love the Lord.
今天当我们来爱主的时候。
When we pursue after Him.
当我们来追求主的时候。
On the one hand, we are for that reward which is in heaven.
有一方面是为着那天上的奖赏。
On the other hand, we are setting an example for the next generation.
另外一方面，我们是为着下一代来做榜样。
Let me say something from my heart.
让我讲我心里的一个负担。
If the Lord do delay His coming,
如果神他迟延回来的话
，and we will all be gone.
我们都已经走了。
What will happen to the next generation?
我们下一代会怎么样
？Are they able to what? To stand for the Lord?
他们会不会为主在站住呢
？Will they able to what? To overcome all this temptation?
他们会不会胜过所有的试探
？Will they say, "Okay, let the reviling come, let the discouragement come"? I will continue to stand for Jesus.
他们会不会说，就算是嗤笑灰心来了，我还会为主为耶稣站立呢
？Today, brothers and sisters, when we stand for Jesus,
弟兄姐妹们，当今天我们为着耶稣所站住的话
，I'm just telling you, we are setting an example for the next generation.
让我来说，我们是为着下一代来做一个榜样。
We are trying to tell them what I do today. You got to do the next.
我们要说的是，今天我所做的，你们也要做。
You know what is my hope for my son?
你知道我为着我的儿子有什么期望
？It's not to be successful in his endeavors.
不是说让他在这个世上有任何的成就。
The main thing is that if I'm gone, he will continue to stand for Jesus.
就是当我去世之后，他还可以为耶稣站住。
But a lot of times,
但很多时候
，in the meeting we say one thing, in our living we do another thing.
我们在聚会里面口里说一样，回到家里面做另外一样。
When one day if your son tells me I want to go to a party which is on the Lord's day, what will you say?
如果你的儿子跟你讲今天是主日，但我朋友有一个 party， 你会怎么讲
？Will you say, well, you know, just give them a little leeway?、Let's just give them, you know, a little glimpse of what the world is to offer.
有的时候我们会说让他去吧，让他们看看这个世界上到底怎么样。
Don't be too strict.
不要太严厉。
Because if they don't see the world, then they don't know how to conduct themselves in the world.
如果他们不去的话，怎么知道这个世界上是怎么样的？ Let me, 他们以后怎么来应对呢
？Let me tell you, this is a danger.
让我告诉你，这是一个危险。
Because you don't know that you let your son go, he might not return back.
因为你让你的儿子走了之后，他不一定会回到神面前。
That little taste of entertainment,
那个对娱乐里面的一点点的体味
might become the turning point in his spiritual life.
可能是在他属灵生活里面的一个转折点。
Yes, we said, oh, it is God's mercy.
有的时候我们说神很有恩怜悯。
Oh, what become of my son is God's mercy. Yes, indeed, it's God's mercy.
我儿子一定有神的怜悯。没错，神是有怜悯。
Without God's mercy, what all the workmen will do will always be in vain.
如果不是神来建造的话，那建造的人就枉然劳力。
But on the other hand, we got to do our part.
但另外一方面，我们也要做负我们的责任。
Don't say that. Oh, you know, I want to give them some freedom.
不要说我给他自由。
God put you in their midst.
因为神把我们摆在儿女中间。
God calls you to be a parent.
神让我们是做父母的角色。
It's for one thing and one thing only.
是只为一件事。
To bring them to the Lord.
把他们带到神面前。
To show them how you conduct themselves in the house of God, the house of the living God.
让他们看见我们是怎样在神的家，在永生神的家来做事。
That if we are gone.
如果我们走了之后
，and that the Lord delay His coming，
如果神还没有再来
，then He will continue to stand for God's testimony。
他们还可以为着神的见证站住，
不是一代不如一代，乃是一代强过一代。Amen, brothers.
It's not a generation worse than the last one. It's every generation is
stronger the generation. Amen.
Amen.
He arose the people.
是他让这些人再起来。
Then He applied the people.
然后他让他们进功用。
In other words, go back to work.
或者回去做工。
Go back to work.
回去做工。
Then afterwards he assembled the people.
然后他把他们组织在一起。
Brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as better than coming together. There is no such thing better than coming together.
没有这样一件事
比
聚集在一起更。
Psalms 133 says.
因为在诗篇113篇这样讲。
Behold how good.And how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in oneness.
他说：“看哪，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
”As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion.
就像甘露降在黑门黑门山。
Therefore, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
就是耶和华所赐的福，就是那永远的生命。
Brothers, you want blessing?
弟兄姐妹们，你要祝福吗
？You better come to the meeting.
那你就来到聚会里。
Well, you say is that enough to have a personal relationship with God? Yes, it is.
你可能就说，我跟神已经有个人的关系，不就够了吗
？Because without relationship with God, then it is coming to corporate meeting, there is a problem.
没错，我们需要跟神有个人的关系，因为没有这个关系的话，我们不可能这样来到这里聚集。
But after having this personal relationship, we need a corporate living.
但是除了这个个人的关系，我们需要有一个团体的。
We need to come together.
我们需要在一起。
The Bible tells us, if two or three come together in His name, there He will be in the midst of us.
因为圣经上讲，有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Do you want the Lord's presence?
你愿意神的同在吗？
Better come to the meeting.
那你就来到聚会里。
You know, there is no substitute for coming together.
因为这样的聚集在一起，没有其他可以代替。
I can testify the fact.
我可以来见证。
And many times when I come from Friday night's meeting, I am so tired.
很多时候我礼拜五来的时候是非常疲惫的。
Sometimes I fall asleep.
有的时候我甚至在这里来打盹。
But praise the Lord.
但是我赞美。
When I see those young sisters, those young brothers testifying, it just awake me up.
看到那些年轻的弟兄或者姐妹在那里做见证，就让我突然醒过来。
There is no substitute for corporate meeting.
对于团体的聚集，没有任何可以代替。
That's why Nehemiah assembled them, assembled together.
所以尼希米把他们聚集在一起。
Then lastly, he admonished them.
然后最后的时候，他
admonished them.
Admonish. 劝诫他们
admonish them.
他劝诫他们
On the one hand, warn them, be careful of the enemy.
一方面他警戒他们，要小心仇敌的诡计。
That's why on the one hand they have the sword and spear, on the other hand the shovel.
所以他们一手拿刀，一手拿着这个建造的工具。
One group of people is building the wall, another people is on guard.
有些人在那建造城墙，就有一些人在后面站岗。
Be careful, the army, the enemy is like a roaring lion.
我们要小心，因为仇敌就像吼叫的狮子。
Anytime you are not aware, he will just come in.
如果你不小心的时候，他就会进来。
But on the other hand, we need to admonish them.
但我们需要来彼此劝诫。
The Bible tells us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
因为神说，让神的智慧，丰丰富富的存在你们心里面。
They're teaching and admonishing them in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in our heart to the Lord.
是把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被安感。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美神。
You know there will be reviling.
我们知道会有。
There will be ridicule.
会有耻笑。
There will be discouragement.
会有灰心。
For we are going through a battle.
因为我们是经历一个征战。
But if God be for us, who can be against us?
但如果神来帮助我们，谁能抵挡？
That's when today when we see God's face.
今天如果我们看见神他的。
In even in the midst of all these trials.
虽然在这所有的事。
Even in the midst of so much storm.
虽然在这些所有的风暴里。
We can say it is well with my soul.
我们可以说我魂可无恐。
And on the other hand, towards our brothers and sisters.
另外一方面我们对着周围的弟兄姐妹。
Oh, I love this song very, very much.
我非常喜爱这首诗歌。
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross.
就是起来起来为耶稣我们这些十架的精兵。
Lift up his royal banner, it must not suffer loss.
我们举起十架的旌旗我们必不致失败。
From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead.
得胜到得胜，他的军队永远长存。
Till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed.
直到所有的敌人都被打败。
May these few words of encouragement encourage us all to continue to run this race.
愿意这几句鼓励的话，鼓励我们一直来奔跑。
Until the Lord comes back.
直到他回来。
And call us faithful servants.
可以称我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
我们今天早上感谢你对着我们说话。
Lord, we are just this group of feeble people.
我们只是一般软弱的人。
We are weak, we are foolish.
我们又软弱又愚拙。
But we thank you, you are the one who chose us.
但是感谢你，你拣选了我们。
And in the midst of all these great people, you chose us to be your testimony.
在这些大有能力的人中间，你却选择了我们
来
做你的见
证。Lord, we are so grateful.
主啊，我们如此的感谢。
One hand, we want to give thanks to you.
一方面，我们要把感谢归给你。
On the other hand, we just want to tell you, we want to be faithful servants.
另外一方面我们说我们要做忠心的仆人。
Until that day when we see you face to face.
直到那一天我们与你面对面。
Hear our prayer, Lord Jesus.
听我们的祷告，主耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。